Good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's edition of our KDHL AM Minnesota program. We always enjoy visiting with Katie Andrig from the Riverbend Nature Center, and her smiling face is right here in the studio today. Yep, it's right in the studio, sitting just to my left. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning, Gordy. How are you?
I'm fantastic, and I'm even better now because you're here in person.
Oh, well, thank you. I enjoy being here in person.
Well, you know, you live in like Eau Claire, right?
I do.
Wisconsin. So that's a little bit of a haul.
It is a little bit of a haul, but, you know, I come down here to still do my job.
So. Yeah, but you can work some from home as well. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah, I do most of my work from home, but I still come down here in person to do all the paperwork and get things organized.
Right. I was just asking you before we hit the airwaves, might as well ask you now that we've hit the airwaves, if this government shutdown that we've had for the last month, that hopefully is over now, has affected you guys at all at Riverbend?
Not since before, you know, they cut the federal spending months back.
Right.
We lost more people, I think, than funding. So it was the AmeriCorps AMPACT people that were helping us deliver programs and stuff. We lost all those positions.
But they were funded through the federal?
Yeah. Yep. They're federal funded.
So it was kind of a combination of funding and...
Yeah, a combination. So, yeah.
Of the people.
Yep.
Well, I'm sad to hear you had to lose anything. I know the Paradises had some grants that they lost because of what's happening in our nation's capital.
Mm-hmm.
And at the state level, too, you know, we're going to be in a deficit here. The state budget is going to be in a deficit. So what's happening at Riverbend these days?
Yeah, so this month, and actually starting this week, Thursday, November 13th through the Sunday, or through Sunday, November 16th, we have the archery deer hunt happening.
Ooh, that's right. So, I forgot about that.
Yeah, so the Nature Center, all the trails, the parking lots, everything is actually going to be closed to the public during that time and only open to staff and the people participating in the archery hunt. It is archery only, so no guns. But we do want to make sure that the general public stays away just for the safety of everyone.
Yep.
And, you know, maybe plan your plans either today, tomorrow, or Wednesday, or next Monday. But Thursday through Sunday, we're going to be off limits. And, yeah, so.
So you're pretty thick with deer, you're saying?
We do the archery hunt about every other year to help manage the population. You know, CWD, the chronic wasting disease, has been a big disease in the deer. And when they get overcrowded and overpopulated, they spread that disease, and that can really damage their populations. One way to manage that is to do controlled hunting, to kind of manage their populations. So not really reduce them too much, but also not allowing them to overpopulate. So it's a management technique that's been used.
Well, and the overpopulation is not good for the topography there either, as far as that goes.
Right, yeah. You know, overpopulation of any species can really affect, you know, other species.
So are the frogs back?
The frogs? I think they're probably going to go into hibernation about this time
of
year.
No, but I mean, are they? I remember there was a time there that we were losing. I mean, we didn't have many frogs.
Oh, we've got lots of frogs out at Riverbend.
Oh, yeah. That's
every
good to
spring,
hear.
You know, even starting in March, sometime, you know, into April, you can start to hear those spring peepers, I think is what they're called, or the chorus frogs, one of the two. And they're out there calling early on those really warm spring days.
Don't you ever wonder what they're talking about?
I think they're calling to each other. Maybe saying hi. Saying, come here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. trying to attract a friend or a mate.
Often wondered what they talk about. Yeah. Those stupid humans. Look at those people.
I don't know if they think that way.
They probably need to know what we are.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, humans.
Right.
Know.
Yeah.
They don't know that they're frogs either, as far as that goes.
Yeah, you know, we don't know what animals often think.
No, it'd be nice to know, though.
Yeah.
I think. I guess we're not ready for our opening market update yet. So we're going to keep cruising along here until that shows up, and then we'll go to that during our AM Minnesota program. By the way, later this week, we're going to be visiting with Randy Tweehoff of the Salvation Army. They're going to have their kickoff concert at Trinity Lutheran Church on the 16th, which I believe is this coming Sunday. Sunday is the 16th, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And it's going to be from 2 to 4. The Old Country Boys will be performing. They do a great job. And we'll get details about that on Thursday's AM Minnesota show. On Wednesday, I go to Northfield for the community-based show. Of course, tomorrow is Veterans Day. So I don't know if we'll have a program tomorrow. I don't know if Jerry's got something planned or not. I know I'll be up at the Rice County Courthouse for the Veterans Day observances here locally. You guys do anything in Eau Claire?
I don't know. I don't go to any services. I haven't heard of any services taking place.
Oh, okay. It's open tomorrow. Riverbend's open.
Yes. Riverbend is open tomorrow. Yep.
But not Thursday through Sunday.
Correct. Yep. It's going to be closed to the public for the archery hunt.
Thursday through Sunday.
Yes.
What else is happening?
Yeah. So Monday, November 17th, we've got our homeschool and Little Sprouts programs. It's a full day of educational classes for young kids. So Little Sprouts is geared towards ages 5 and younger. And that happens between 9:30 and 11 a.m. and then also a 5 to 6:30 p.m. class. And that's going to be about clouds and weather. So if you want to teach your little ones about different types of weather, sign them up for that day. And then for homeschool, they're going to be talking about seed collecting from plants. And that's from 1 to 3 p.m. and for ages 5 to 12 years old.
Did you say that's Monday the 17th?
Monday the 17th, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we do require pre-registration for those classes. So you can visit our website at rbnc.org and get your kiddos signed up for a lot of fun.
Is there an age suggestion?
Yeah, so Little Sprouts is ages 5 and younger, and homeschool is ages 5 to 12 years old.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Isn't Give to the Max Day around that time?
Give to the Max Day is just a few days later on Thursday, November 20th, and that is really a day for all the nonprofits in the area. There's many nonprofits here in Faribault alone. And, you know, we are just grateful for people who are able to contribute to us, even $5 or $10, especially in these hard times when maybe some people don't have an income coming in right now. So we do appreciate everything that comes into us. Every little bit helps.
I'm sure it does. Have you done well on that day over the years?
We've achieved a few thousand dollars typically on Give to the Max. Yeah, it's not our largest fundraiser, but we, you know, there's been a few thousand dollars that has come in to help.
Does that go into programming, or what is that used for?
Programming, general operations, you know, yeah, funding what we do in land resource management.
Do you have some adult events coming up?
We do. On, let's see, November 19th, that is a Wednesday from 12 to 2 p.m. It's our monthly lunch and learn program. And Trisha, I can't remember her last name, that I had it on here, from the Minnesota Zoo is going to be talking about turtle conservation. So they do, the Minnesota Zoo does conservation of different turtle species around the state of Minnesota. And we have been working with them over the last few years to help populations of blandings and wood turtles that have faced significant population declines. So, and they're listed as threatened right now. And they've done a lot of habitat restoration and different fencing techniques around roads to help guide the turtles from crossing the road and turn back into a safer space for them to, turtles often like to cross the road.
So. Yes, they do.
And it's a great way to get educated about the turtle populations, you know, the issues they're facing with habitat loss, road mortality and poaching, because some of these turtles are desired for black markets, unfortunately. Some people like to eat them. Some people like to eat their eggs. And a lot of people just like to keep them as pets, too. So it's really important to keep them in the wild, you know, to help their species and populations grow.
Yeah. I know we used to have a fairly good population of snapping turtles.
Yeah, there's still quite a few snapping turtles. I see quite a few around River Bend, a lot of painted turtles. And, yeah.
Because once in a while, they'll put a sign out at the dog park here saying, beware of snapping turtle.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yep.
Your dog might lose its nose.
It might lose its nose, yeah. Wouldn't want to go sniffing around one of those guys.
So they want to let people know that there's one in the neighborhood, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, they can be quite aggressive. They are a little slower, and they're a little more aggressive because their bellies are a little more exposed than most turtles.
Okay.
And so that's why they kind of have that big snapping, you know,
defense
forceful
mechanism.
Forceful jaw. Yeah. Just a powerful bite. And yeah, it's really just a safety mechanism for themselves.
I would think it would hurt if it bit your nose off.
Yeah. And they have extremely long, sharp claws, too. So if you're not going to get bit, you might get scratched.
Yeah. No, I don't plan on going near any snapping turtles anytime soon.
Yeah. And when you come across a snapping turtle, I highly recommend that you try not to pick them up, especially by their tails, because their tails is connected all the way through to their spine, and that can really damage their spine. And so if you do need to move a snapping turtle, just gently pick it up by
shell.
The edges of the shell.
Yep.
Yeah. And wear thick gloves, maybe, to protect your fingers, just in case anything were to happen. But you don't want to pick them up by the tail, because that can really hurt them.
Okay. Well, that's good advice.
Yeah.
Now I know something about snapping turtles I didn't know before.
Yeah, a lot of those turtles, you know, their spines are connected to their shells, and so they can feel through their shells. They're very sensitive. You know, we think that it's just some sort of hard covering that's protecting them, which it is, but they do have nerve endings and are able to feel through their shells.
Words of wisdom from Katie on snapping turtles.
Yeah.
Actually, all turtles, you're saying.
Yeah, all turtles.
Don't pick any turtle by its tail.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it. It can really damage them, and then, you know, they won't be able to walk as well because their spine is damaged.
Yeah, no, but you don't want to hurt anything.
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. So, and then towards the end of the month, the Interpretive Center is going to be closed from November 27th through the 29th for Thanksgiving, but the trails will remain open. So, come on out. It's a great time to explore the Nature Center.
Well, it's a super place to go. It really is.
Yeah.
I think I've told you many times I like going out and sitting by on a bench and just kind of in prayer, I guess.
Yeah.
You know?
Just soaking in nature. Nature
right
is
there.
Such a great way to rest, relax, and restore your energy.
I call the great outdoors nature God's church.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really where you can get in touch with yourself and, you know, reflect on things.
It is a good place to do that.
Yeah.
There are lots of different trees, too.
Yeah.
In Riverbend Nature Center.
We do. Yeah.
Have you had a count of the different species, or?
You know, that'd be a great question for our land resource manager.
I mean, I know you have over 300 species of birds, right?
There are quite a few birds that pass through the area, especially through migration times. The tree species, we're more so a maple basswood forest. We do have lots of oak trees and, you know, a wide variety. I think you can even see a tamarack out there.
Yep.
Which is really pretty in the fall. It's bright yellow, and it's one of the few pine trees that will actually shed its pine needles in the winter. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Color's pretty good this fall out of Riverbend?
I don't know. I haven't been down here enough to know that. But
yeah. You know, when I was in the Big Brothers Big Sisters program, I used to take my little brother out to the Big Wood State Park.
Yeah.
And we go every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And in hindsight, I wish I would have taken a picture every weekend.
Oh, sure. Watch the gradual changes.
Yep. Yeah. But we went out and watched it together, you know, the gradual changes over the, and it was really interesting to watch.
Yeah, I don't know. I think some spots had really vivid, pretty colors this year, and then others were a little more dull. Seemed like fall took a long time to arrive.
You can say that again.
And then once it did, it happened really quick.
Yep, I noticed I got like 4 leaves on top of my burning red maple that I got in the backyard.
Sure.
It was ablaze with red, and within a couple of weeks, all the leaves were gone.
Yeah.
And it took it a while to turn red.
Sure.
In fact, I was thinking that it wasn't going to this year.
Yeah, the weather has stayed really warm this fall for a very long time. And in fact, I think we're actually supposed to pop up into the 60s this weekend again.
Doesn't know what it wants to do.
It doesn't.
But when you think about it, do we humans really want to jump into winter now?
I know. There's a lot of mixed feelings out there. Some people really enjoy winter and some people really enjoy the warmer heat.
Well, I'm not into real hot.
Yeah.
About 70, 75 is perfect in my book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even in the 60s isn't bad. You know, you can wear a light jacket.
Yeah.
I'm not into real hot and I'm not into real cold.
I think that's where most people generally like to stay.
I'm like Goldilocks.
Yeah, just right.
That's where I'm at. I thought we had our morning market report, but it's not there. I don't see it anyway. As the AM Minnesota program continues, Katie Andrig is from the... Oh, I was just looking at our thermometer. Man, oh, man.
Yeah.
From the Riverbend Nature Center. And it's a good idea. The one other thing that I like about Riverbend, and frankly I like about Minnesota, is we do have 4 seasons.
Yeah. Yeah. They're blending together a little more and more, but yeah.
Right.
We still have the spring, summer, fall, and winter.
And you don't get that everywhere.
No, you don't. Some places just seem to have 2.
And in terms of the wildlife,
dry.
They adjust all that too. You just mentioned the frogs going into hibernation.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So everything is adjusting. Things are still migrating south as far as I can tell. I don't know if the ducks have flown through or if they're very sporadic this year, but we haven't seen the ducks come down. That's usually something my husband and I keep an eye on throughout the fall because... He enjoys wildlife, too. But as far as I know, most of the songbirds have left, but some of the other larger birds might be just kind of trickling down yet.
Yeah.
But speaking of birds, Saturday, December 6th, we have our Bagels and Birds program from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. And you can come out to the Nature Center and look at wildlife through our windows on the wild and enjoy a nice bagel from Shattuck St. Mary's with their wonderful peanut butter that's homemade. And that's a nice donation that they
provide. I've had that before. It's very good peanut butter.
Yeah, they provide that donation to us on the first Saturday of every month. And then bring your kids out because we'll have story time about winter weather. Even though we might not be experiencing it by then, we don't know. But that's from 11 to 12 p.m. And these are all free programs, free to attend. So you can just come out for free to the Nature Center. That's no charge. And then enjoy these programs for free as well.
And you're still doing your combo membership with Paradise?
That will actually be running in the new year. So I believe that starts around January 15th. And we'll run through March 15th or something like that. So we usually run it in the early part of the new year. And so if you do have a current membership, it's an opportunity to upgrade to that package if you want. Or if you're not a member, it's a great opportunity to join 2 great organizations.
I think I asked you this before, but I don't remember the answer. Do you have lifetime memberships?
I don't believe we have, no, not a lifetime membership. All of our memberships are annual, so once a year, and that is good from the day that you register through the one year. So it doesn't matter what day you register or enroll in a membership, you'll have 1 year to take advantage of all the discounts and the free programs and, you know, opportunities.
All the perks.
Yeah. Yep.
That you get with being a Riverbend member.
Yeah. And, you know, it's a great way to help support us as well, because you're helping us create more programs and reach the community more.
So check it out, folks. Riverbend Nature Center. What's your website again?
It's rbnc.org.
Oh.
Yeah. So simple.
That's right. rbnc.org. Yeah. How lucky are you? You got to get it to four letters.
Right. Yeah. Just a nice acronym.
Well, you don't have to write the whole thing out like a lot of places.
Yeah.
I like that. rbnc.org.
Yeah.
And everything you wanted to know about Riverbend is on that website.
Yep. Yeah, we keep it up to date the best we can. And one other class I'd like to mention that we have on Saturday, December 6th, is our natural fiber weaving workshop. So this is free as well. And that's going to take place from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. And recommended ages is 10 and over. And in the workshop, you're going to learn how to weave willow and craft it into like a some sort of tray. So it's going to be led by Laura Carinta. And she was a recipient of the Creative Individuals Grant from the Minnesota State Arts Board. And this activity is made possible by the voters of Minnesota through a grant from the Minnesota State Arts Board, thanks to a legislative appropriation from the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. So if you're interested in signing up and learning how to do natural fiber weaving, that would be a great opportunity. It's free, and it's this Saturday, December 6th from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m.
You got anything planned for the holidays at Riverbend?
No. Winter is really kind of a quiet time of year for us. Our programs kind of wind down. Our staff is now in the schools teaching stormwater and waste education programs through Clean River Partners and also Rice County. So we partner with those to deliver those programs to elementary kids for Rice County.
We're talking first through sixth grade or fifth. I forget what elementary is nowadays.
Yeah. So our stormwater education is for all of fifth grade in Faribault, and that's in partnership with Clean River Partners. And then the waste education programs is second and third grade for all of Rice County, and that's through a partnership with Rice County.
So they go over to Lonsdale, Northfield?
We do, yep. We go all over the place in Rice County, yeah. Part of Waterville. I think there's an elementary school in Morristown.
Yep, so. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're going to get a market update today.
Okay, well.
I'm not seeing it pop up here.
I mean, I've gone through
There's
all
nothing
my programs
wrong with summarizing.
Yeah.
So let's summarize what's the most recent things that are coming up here. Yeah, we got the deer archery hunt.
Yep.
Thursday through Sunday. Don't go to Riverbend Thursday through Sunday unless you're in the archery hunt.
Yeah. So please make adjustments to visit Riverbend, and please respect the request that we are making to stay off the premises, off the trails, off the parking lots, everywhere, just for your safety. It is archery. The risk is a little lower.
Yep.
But we still want everybody to just modify their plans if they have made plans for those days.
Oh, hey, is your gift store open?
Yeah, we've got a gift shop available.
Because the holidays are just around the corner, Katie, and there's nothing better than maple syrup from Riverbend. You got some of that left?
We might still have a few bottles left. I know the stock is getting lower. We've sold a lot this year.
You should have.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
I love it.
And we've got a great selection in the gift shop now. We've got little trinkets and toys and plush turtles.
Books.
Seem to be a favorite. A few books and, you know, t-shirt, water bottle, stocking hats, quite a variety.
Now, I don't remember. Did you guys get your, you were requesting to make that bigger, the facility out there?
That legislative request never went through.
Oh, bummer.
Because
then you can expand your gift shop, too.
Yeah. No, the legislation just, the bonding bills never went through, so I don't think anybody received any funding. So, yeah.
What a bummer.
So
I'm guessing that they're probably going to reintroduce it next year.
You know, there was a group of legislators just out at Riverbend Nature Center this past week visiting the Nature Center and getting to know us and what we do. So we still are on the radar for funding. But, you know, that remains to be seen.
Okay. It must have been the, I forget the name of the committee. But it had something to do with bonding, and I know they were here at the prison, so it would make sense that they go to Riverbend right next to the prison.
Yeah, I think they were making a tour, you know, of all the different sites and that were requesting funds or something like that.
So, yeah. Did it sound positive? Were you in on that conversation?
I was not there, and I haven't had a chance to talk to my director to get an update, so I'm not sure how it went.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe we'll have to have him on and talk about that sometime.
Yeah. Yeah. Any other questions for me, Gordy?
Well, I only know that we're going to not get the opening market here because it's not up here.
All right.
Isn't that sad?
That we don't have the opening market?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I was kind of counting on it, you know?
Okay.
Timing-wise, I was trying to plan around the market, and then when it doesn't show...
It kind of throws you off a little bit.
You got a few minutes to fill.
Yeah.
So... Do you have gift cards at Riverbend? I mean, if I wanted to gift a membership, how does that work? Can I gift a membership to a friend or a relative?
Yeah, we've had people do that in the past. It's not something that we have a legitimate gift card for, but people have asked about it, and we do allow it. So if you request, you know,
I'm thinking of the person that has everything they need, right? You don't they don't need another tie, and they don't need another shirt. Or anything like that, but a gift card to Riverbend would be awesome.
Yeah. Yep. We do have some family members that will purchase memberships for other family members, and then we just send them the information in the mail, or we send it to the person that made the purchase so they can give it as a gift.
So. I often thought about making a donation to Riverbend to see if we could put a bench in honor of a friend up at Riverbend, but I'm sure you have some sort of a way to decide whether or not you want to have another bench. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so there are quite a few benches around Riverbend already.
Yep.
And that has been a new topic that's come up again recently. So instead of putting out new benches or more benches, what we're doing is adding plaques to the existing bench. So some benches just have one plaque, some have two.
Oh.
But we're able to add a couple more if people
need more picnic tables.
Yeah. We do have quite a few picnic tables. I'm not sure if we're in need of those. I know our next project for funding that is coming up is a new shelter at the upper parking lot. So if people want to help
donate toward that,
donate towards that, we certainly have that available.
Could do that in memory of someone. You got to put plaques there for that too, or
there are people who have already decided to do that in memory of their parents that have recently passed. They're wanting all the memorial gifts to go towards that project.
No, what a great idea!
Yeah,
fantastic. Yeah. So again, Riverbend Nature Center. Don't go there Thursday through Sunday of this week. They have their archery deer hunt. They're going to cull the herd, and we all want that because, you know, if you get an overpopulation of deer, it's not good for the environment at Riverbend.
We want to reduce disease and spread of the chronic wasting disease that, you know, is pretty devastating to deer. It's hard to watch when they actually have that illness.
Yeah, they when they call it wasting, that's exactly what happens. It's wasting. Thanks, Katie. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, have yourself a super rest of the day. That concludes today's edition of our AM Minnesota program.